Welcome to the Pilgrim's Odyssey, your guide to life's wild ride. I'm your host, Silwan Green. Every day we share incredible stories and valuable lessons on life and faith. Thanks for tuning in and make sure to share this odyssey with your friends and neighbors so all of us together can let our light shine. Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Pilgrim's Odyssey. I'm your host, Silwan, and it is awesome to be with you on another stupendous Friday. All week, we've been talking about how a fire is coming. It's already here, but there's probably a bigger one coming. We have been discussing why it happened, what's next, what do we need to do about it. Today is the last day of our series. Now, to review a bit, Monday, we talked about how we all got to serve somebody. As Bob Dylan said, it might be the devil or it might be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. A lot of people today are serving the fire. They're serving fear. They're serving anger. The fire, the anger gets even greater when people come together. It makes it worse, makes it harder to resist. Tuesday, we talked about the long-term impact of this, which I don't think we've seen. It's the fear that's going to be latent in our communities. It's businesses not fully coming back. It's big businesses trying to put people back to work and then not being able to sell enough cars, not being able to keep busy enough in the airlines, and then things kind of regress. It's the simmering anger that will come from that. And what happened with the shutdowns, what happened in the media. Wednesday, we talked about the things that you should be doing to prepare yourself. Food, water, a communication plan, protecting yourself, rallying points. Things get bad, and there's a mob. Where are you going to go to get your own little mob of protection? And then finally, the most important thing to prepare for spiritually. Are you going to use these times to focus on your spirituality or to be discouraged in your spirituality? Yesterday, we talked about the importance of being intentional. Having a written plan. Sit down and have the conversation. What's going on? What are we going to do to prepare? You might not completely agree with where I think we're going, but you can't argue that the world has not changed. Things are going to be different. They're not going to be the same. What's your plan going to be? Now, today, we're focused on spreading the word. If you've listened all week, and you have some agreement about where we're going, we got to let people know. The people that want to tear this country down are great at organizing. They're great at getting their message out. They're great at getting in the media. We got to do the same. We might not necessarily have the same methods at our disposal, but we've got to spread the word. You've got to organize on social media. You can't be afraid to get the word out. You can't be afraid to have people shout you down. You got to organize at church. Don't just be happy that you're going back to church. Have conversations outside of Sunday morning listening to the preacher about what your church is going to do in light of the way the times have become. How are you going to respond to it? Organize your neighborhood. Go to your neighbors. Who's that couple who's older and their kids live out of state and they're alone? Who's that young person renting a house near you and they don't have any family and they're alone? Walk, get out of your house. Let people know they're not alone. You know, truly for most people, our social media bubble's pretty small. We see a whole bunch of information, but how many people do we really directly communicate with? You know, a like is not communication. A Twitter, you know, retweet is not communication. That's just building their platforms. That's making it look like you're communicating. Communicating is one-on-one. It's getting in people's faces. It's humanity talking. That is what we can do, one person at a time, to help spread our word. That's what Christ would want us to do. He would want us to minister to each other physically. Now, in the spirit of that, spreading the word, organizing your extended family, not just the people you live with, but your sons and daughters who've moved away and their kids and your grandkids and your cousins and your aunts, everybody. Organizing your church, organizing the people in your neighborhood. I'm going to give you a couple of ideas that you could do. Okay, the first one is the most that might make you go, huh? But if you think about it, it's a great idea. Why do we have to let the protesters take over the narrative of caring for each other? Why do we have to let them be the ones to define it? Here's an idea. Have your church hold its own We Support Black Lives supper at your church. Invite all the people in your community, all the blacks in your community, to your church. Feed them. Love them. And that's it. Don't preach to them. You know, don't give them your message. Just love them. Be with them. You know, show them that all lives matter by recognizing their pain, but showing them a better way of healing than what the media and these activists that want to take advantage of them are going to sell them. Just love them. There's obviously anger there. There's obviously fear there. When people are filled with anger and fear, what do they need the most? They need love. Feed them. Have the courage to show people a different way. That's what I would do. And then another one is organize meetings in your neighborhood and at your church to discuss your community plan for what's coming next. Actually make it happen. Like go to church, go to your pastor, go to your Sunday schools. We all need to meet together and discuss what do we think is going to happen next and what are we going to do about it. We are not called to hide our light. We are called to share it. If as a Christian you become insular, you're not willing to engage the people that need it the most, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, if you aren't willing to try to find a creative way with love to engage people that are the angriest with you, what are you doing? Again, just bring them food, you know, whatever. And then another thing that everyone listening here can help me with is help me build a larger community here at the Pilgrim's Odyssey. Let's make sure as many people as possible are getting their daily dose of hope, truth, and enthusiasm for life, which is what I try to do here. A little bit of each of those every day. You know, programs like this do not grow without listeners and supporters like you. They just don't. Doesn't happen. There's like 500,000 podcasts out there. You know, most of them are people just selling something. We're trying to give people hope and truth and inspiration. Can't happen without you. Support it any way you can. Tell your friends about it. Financially support it. Anything you can do. You know, my goal is to make the Pilgrim's Odyssey the focus of my own ministry to people. I can't do it without your help. So anything you can do to support this, along with organize your community, organize your church, and then reach out to those who are suffering, who are being organized out of fear. Have your own Black Lives Matter supper. Show them what that means to support each other, to feed each other, to heal each other. Take over that slogan. Take it over. Show them what Christians do. Show them what we've done since the time of Jesus when we came together and we fed each other and we supported each other. When the news has got you down, when you find yourself despairing, when you look at our future and you wonder what can you do, you seem overwhelmed, when even close family members or people at church seem like they're giving in to the signs of the times, I want you to remember something. One of my favorite verses from Psalms, from one of my favorite movies of all time, Chariots of Fire. I can still see Eric Liddell going down the track with his arms pumping, with his head going back as he's going into the lead of his race, the smile coming across his face, and you hear the voiceover of this verse being spoke by him. I can't watch that and not cry. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Allow this time we're in to deepen your faith, to increase the strength of your relationships, and to show the world, everyone around you, the people you agree with and the people that you don't, the people that you love and the people you have a hard time loving, how the light of Christ can shine in a believer. And you will have something that no measure of darkness or strife can take away. Now, we know this. If you've read your Bible, you know this, but now it's being tested. Now it's being tested. A lot of my family members have been going through the book of Romans. What a great book. But there's so much in there that until you're going through a time like this, you don't really understand what it means. Now, you can intellectualize what it means, but can you live it? See, right now, you can live this from Romans. Live it. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, no, listen close now. This is the one, you know, I just said, sometimes this stuff doesn't make sense to you living in a time with this. Own this next part. Not only hope so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We have a comforter. We have a redeemer. We have hope. Let's show people. Let's get out of our shells. Show people. Now is the time. There's never been a better time. Never. Until next time, aim high, spread your wings, and keep your eyes on the things that matter. I'm your host, Siloan. It's been awesome being with you today. I'll see you next week. Peace. You've been listening to The Pilgrim's Odyssey. Make sure you comment, share, and like this podcast so all of us together can let our light shine. For books, videos, and more content from me, your host, please visit Siloan.com. That is Siloan, Siloan.com. Until your next visit on The Pilgrim's Odyssey, I'm your guide on life's wild ride, Siloan Green. And I know she's gonna be